Education is to reveal what we already know. Education is to reveal what we already know. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and Three Monks. Okay, education is to reveal what we already know. I thought education was for learning, for the teachers to take this cup and pour in all their wisdom and all their knowledge and all the things that come out of books and stuff. But if education is to reveal what we already know, then that means we already know everything in the mathematics books, in the chemistry books, in the history books, in the philosophy books. We know everything. We know everyone's life. We know everyone's great achievements. We know our great achievements. We know everything. Well, that's not education. That's memorization. And any dolt can memorize facts. But putting them together with wisdom to guide through each day, to guide through the world, is another story. What we already know is balance, is love, is peace. Unconditional love, we know, is health, is abundance, is right relationships. All the good stuff that we want to do every single day, we already know it. We know what is the right thing to do to make another person enjoy our company, and we know what is the right thing to do to make another person not enjoy our company. Now, some people like to be mysterious. They like to pretend things and not carry through on them because that's part of their mysteriosity, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Education is to reveal what we already know. What we already know is how to live our life most effectively, efficiently, harmoniously, and completely. We know how to do that. We know what things is necessary, what things are necessary to accomplish that. We know that. We know what we must do to enjoy ourselves. We know exactly what it is. We have the great book of our entire being right within us, and we are flipping through those pages, not that we need to, because we already know what it says, but we have those pages available to us to reconfirm that whatever we do is correct. Now, we don't need to ask someone outside of ourselves if what we are doing to earn money is the correct thing. I'll say that again. We don't need to ask someone outside of ourselves if what we're doing to earn money is the correct thing. Now, why is that so? Why is it so that no one is inside of us except ourselves? No one knows how we operate from the inside out except ourselves. No one has read our book of life, our manual of operation for us, except ourselves. And sometimes we wonder whether we have read it too. But we know it. We don't need to read it. We are it. We live it. We experience it. And what we fail to do is we fail to give credit for what we have done. We know all these things. And a voice within us says, here's what you do. And then the voices outside of us say, oh, but you got to work. You can't just think your thoughts and have the power of the universe vibrate to manifest them. You can't do that. You cannot reach into the allness and take out in completed form whatever thought you have. You have a thought that you are a beautiful person, and you're not, and you never will be, so long as you think you are a beautiful person. A beautiful person is a beautiful person. And they don't think it, they don't wish it, they don't want it, they don't look toward it, they am it, they are it, you see. And also, a beautiful person is like a dog. A dog looks at another dog and doesn't see whether they're beautiful or not, whether they're pedigreed or not, you know, whether they are well-groomed or not, well-fed or not. A dog looks at another dog and feels harmony or lack of harmony. We were at the veterinarian, and Irish Setter was there, and it was a little older dog than Rex here. And Rex is just over a year, and the other dog was maybe about 8 years or so. And Rex goes up to him, wiggly goggly, happy guy, and said, "Hi, who are you? I'm Rex, you know. What are you in here for? What are you at the veterinarian's for?" And the other dog looks at Rex and said, "I'm not feeling too good. Get off my back." And the lady thought that her dog wasn't being friendly. Her dog was being perfectly normal for going to a vet. He says, "I'm not feeling too good. Get off my back. Let me alone right now. I want to forget what I'm in here for." I don't want to tell anybody what I'm in here for. And so Rex just said, "Hey, cool. You at the floor." And he came back to me. You know. But the dogs understand, and people should too. And there are moments that we want to do it ourselves. And then there are other moments that we know it's already done. And there's nothing to do ourselves. Dogs have that wonderful feeling about them. They just know. I get a kick out of love coming over when Rex is on the chain and sticking his nose up at Rex. And so Rex doesn't even see him sticking his nose up. He says, "Oh, you want to play?" So he takes his paw and he paws at love, and love goes, "Arr, arr, 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 arr," you know, because love wanted to be intimidating. He wanted to say, "Ha ha, I'm not on the chain, you are. Ha 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 ha, you silly boy, you always get yourself on the chain. Why are you doing that?" You know. And Rex is not upset because he says he was on the chain. Rex is not upset at all. He just wanted to go over and play with him. And he reached the end of his cord, and he couldn't go any further. And he said, "Oh, I guess this is as far as I go." And when we take the cord off, then he still sticks around, don't you? And you don't think a thing about it. You see, education is what we already know. Rex already knows these things. Rex knows that when the cord is on him, he has a smaller territory to take care of. He knows when he's got the cord off him, he's got to watch the whole yard, he's got to look out every window in case there's somebody out there that shouldn't be. He's got to check the yard, he's got to do all the things he's got to do, and that's a lot of work. But he doesn't mind. He says for his dad, he doesn't mind doing any of those things. He's just a happy boy. You see, education is to reveal what we already know. The dogs, they already know all these things. You call it instinct, you know. The dog has instinct. Well, it's not instinct. He already knows that he knows that he knows. It's like Sai Baba telling people, they'd say to him, "Sai Baba, you're God." And Sai Baba says, "Yes, that's true. I am God and I know it. You are God too, but you don't know it." And you see, we're educated, but we don't know it. We think we have to go to school and learn it. We think we have to go to school and figure it out. I looked at a piece of software today. It was on something that Mary Willett had sent. And it's very complex, very beautiful. And I thought to myself, why would anyone want to bother creating this software? When you add up certain numbers, a symbol will jump into the crystal ball without you doing anything more than just adding the numbers. So if you add the numbers and you take 10 and 13 that come to 23 and you touch 23, up jumps that symbol. You take 5 and, well, let's say you take 3 and you take 20 and you add it together, you come up with 23, and the symbol jumps up with that, from that pressing that number, 26, you know, 23. And the same would happen in 7. You had 4 and 3, and you got 7, and up comes a symbol. You press 7, up comes a symbol too. Now, why is it? It is not so... No, it's not so complex. Is that what you said? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said perfect. It's not so complex because it works on simple, basic addition, and it doesn't even work on addition. Next to each number is a symbol, and so whatever numbers you have added up to, that symbol is going to come up. You know, big deal. I don't think I sent it to you yet. I'll have to send it to you. I was trying to wash it down so that just the line came, which I can probably do, just type it up. Type up the line. And I tried to highlight it. When you highlight, boop, up she comes, you know. Yeah. So, but with it comes all those other people's names and people's addresses and people's mailing and stuff. So, you see, we think that we're so smart because we can have that number and have that symbol. And we have that number by adding or subtracting or dividing or anything we want to do. But basically, it's adding. And we come up, well, actually, it doesn't matter what system you use. The final number is what counts. And so the final number gives you that result. So, education is to reveal what we already know. I looked at another piece of software, and it talked about some highfalutin programming, and what it does is it lets you put airplanes flying through your stock reports and through your other gadgets, your databases and your other things you have, and it showed how it did, and it showed how the plane would open up. You could see the inside, you could see the outside, you could see the engines, and you could see the heats, and it just showed you everything. And why did somebody ever design or care to design that? Because they were having fun. Mm-hmm. They were having fun. Now, that's a heck of a lot better than developing viruses, you know.
Wow.
But some people, they want instant recognition, so they develop a virus. Now, any one of these people who came up with these real special programs, they knew that education is to reveal what they already knew. And they knew that when they presented the program, it was going to be spectacular. And so what did they do? They offered it as a course to teach others what they already knew. And this is what every teacher does. They teach a course of what they know to others who already know it, but don't know that they know it. And that's kind of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of silly, but kind of fun. Education is to reveal what we already know. Keep that in your mind always, because it makes learning a whole lot more fun and a whole lot less bothersome. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.